Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Well, welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Susan Hayes-Culleton, standing in for Joe Lynham this morning. Now, we are going to go to our markets guest, Victoria Scholar from Interactive Investor. And first off, Victoria, I would love to hear your thoughts on how the market has been processing the news overnight that we have seen coming out of Iran.
Yeah, so we've been seeing some pretty big market moves, especially in oil, with Brent crude down about 14%, WTI, US crude down more than that, about 15%, both back below $100 a barrel after Iran agreed to that safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz and that two-week ceasefire. We've seen that a lot of Asian equities are rallying. The Kospi in South Korea has surged more than 7%. The Nikkei in Japan is up over 5%. The Nifty 50, which is in India, is gaining about 3.7%. And US futures are pointing to a pretty strong open at lunchtime. The Dow is up over 1,100 points in terms of the futures. So that points to about a 2 or 3% increase at the open. And we're seeing that gold and silver as well are also sharply rallying. Gold up about 3.5%, silver up about 7%. So we're seeing some really big market moves in response to what we're seeing with Iran, and markets really breathing a sigh of relief.
So, Victoria, if I was to take what you're saying and paraphrasing it, we have seen those material moves happen in the Asian and particularly the markets that you mentioned overnight. But we are expecting then to see that translate into Europe when we have the open here and then into the US as well.
Yes, that's right. So it looks as though Europe is poised for a pretty strong open at 8 a.m. So in just over an hour's time, I'd say pretty likely that we're going to see some strong moves for the likes of the DAX and the FTSE and the CAC. And then that will translate into strength for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ and the Dow on Wall Street.
Could we also take a look at the bond market? Because, I mean, the amount of money that the US is spending is enormous, and the amount of money that the US spends on interest is higher than it's spending on defence. How have investors changed their view, or have they, on the ability for the US to continue repaying the enormous debt in light of the enormous deficit that it also has?
Yeah, so we're seeing that yields across the bond market are falling. The US 10-year Treasury yield is down, and similar declines for the Bund in Germany and Japanese JGBs as well. So we're seeing some relief in the bond market after a pretty tough period, because we know that inflation is really the enemy of the bond market. And obviously the energy shock that we've had since the end of February has reignited those inflationary fears, and that's been putting downward pressure on the bond market. And we know that yields move inversely to price, so yields have been moving higher. So we're seeing a bit of a relief in the bond market as well today.
And if we move outside of the markets more broadly and now look at some specific elements of what's going on, we saw a development coming out of the US yesterday. Universal Music Group gets a $64 billion takeover offer from Pershing Square. Will you give us the detail on that, please?
Yes, that's right. So this is Bill Ackman's Pershing Square, who's announced an offer to acquire Universal Music Group, which would shift the music label's listing to New York. It is a cash and share offer, which represents about 78% upside to the previous closing price. We saw that shares in the company surged in Amsterdam by more than 10% on the announcement, along with its biggest shareholders, the likes of Vivendi and Bolloré. We know that Pershing has been trying to convince the company to shift its listing to New York. So Bill Ackman is now kind of taking matters into his own hands, frustrated by some stumbling blocks, including that non-US listing.
And speaking of company-specific areas, we are now heading into earnings season. I have to say, Victoria, I do love a good earnings call. And a good earnings call doesn't always have to mean that there's high earnings involved, but I'm an avid watcher of this. As we are moving into this area now, like, a lot of people have been talking about buying in the dip and so on. Given all the uncertainty that we've seen, do you think that is going to dent earnings in the season?
Well, I think that it's going to be okay, pretty strong earnings season overall for Q1, that S&P 500 earnings are projected to rise by about 12.5% year on year, which would be the sixth straight quarter of double digit growth. But despite high expectations, there's going to be a lot of focus on the geopolitics, of course, concerns there, that backdrop of higher energy prices and focus on inflation and costs, as well as I think there's going to be focus into any insight around guidance. But in kind of terms, in terms of sector specific, it's been a pretty tough start for tech this year. So there are concerns about AI, capital expenditure and growth guidance, but energy is likely to have a strong quarter.
And finally, Victoria, what do we need to look out for in the data that's going to be coming out later on in the week?
So I think markets are going to be focused on the US inflation rate, which is out later this week for March. It's likely to come in at about 3%. It could even be a bit higher than that because there are some indications from the PMIs that businesses are already increasing prices in March in response to those higher input costs. But our analysts are suggesting that if oil remains around $110 to $120, then CPI could be closer to 4% in a couple of months. But obviously, a lot of this really depends on how the Iran war plays out.
Indeed, there's going to be a lot going to be focused on that, but how inflation and particularly broad-based elements of it are going to be very heavily watched. Thank you very much indeed for joining me, Victoria Scholar, Interactive Investor. And after
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.